Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by my partner in crime, the man in black, the one, the only, the man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
I spilled water on my shirt right here, as you guys can see. Yeah, that's what happens when you're trying to rush to get up here, because I thought the show was going to actually end at 11:05, but no, I thought I'd have 5 minutes. I forgot my water. We're doing this though. We're live, pal. That's what we're doing. We're going to talk about Dynamite. When's the last time we did a Rampage review?
Ooh,
was it Punk? It might've been when Punk debuted.
Yeah, probably.
It's been quite some time. So we did a Rampage review. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to do all that and then some. I appreciate everybody who's rocking with us. If you are in here, do me a favor. Share the stream with a friend. Tell someone, hey, if you're up still talking wrestling, come on in. Come on in. And make sure you guys hit that like button. You know, do all the YouTube things. We're going to hit this intro. Let's go. So listen in, let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Don't ever say we are not troopers for you guys, because my eye has been bothering me all day. It just feels weird. It's been crazy. On Monday when Derek was like, we should do this afterwards, I thought that something was off when he said that. And it has not been a good day for me. You regret that now?
I do.
But we have to do what we have to do for the people. Dynamite, they came in. Did it again? I don't know.
Another one.
I thought it was another solid episode. Just saying. You'd be mad. But they came through tonight, man. They were. Here's what I don't want from this. I do not want 3 hours of Dynamite.
No.
I don't think it's necessary. No. I think it's wildin'. I don't think it's needed. So, dear Tony Khan, TBS, Turner, Warner Brothers Discovery, whomever is in charge of this decision, do not, and I repeat, do not make this show 3 hours. Do you want... If you want to see me get up here and rant and rave about AEW, do not make this show 3 hours.
No.
I don't think it needs to be here and there. I don't mind. Nope. Okay. Nope. But not on a permanent basis. I will lose my ever-loving mind.
Yeah. No, it'd be nice if it's just like a once-in-a-while kind of thing, but trying to make it consistently every Wednesday is not the goal.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I will be very tight.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to me. It just lowers the value for it. Let's look into the chat real quick, guys. Tonight's show, like I said, it might be a little abbreviated. We're just going to kind of go through, talk some things, and then head on out. We wanted to keep the streak alive for you guys, though. Get your thoughts. Terrell in the house, Terrell317. What's good, Terrell? Appreciate you. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly came in with the blessings, Brother Conrad, my guy Derek.
My guy Hoops.
He said, I realize AEW has nothing to do with WrestleMania season, but tonight felt like WrestleMania season. Shout out to Toronto for the crowd. AEW stepped up tonight. Have a great show, brothers. Oh, and by the way, Willow Nightingale is my wrestler crush. Me and my girl lover. Who don't love Willow? Mike, appreciate you stopping in, man. Appreciate the love. M. Leezy, Matt Lopez. Hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope everyone had a good Wednesday. I'm trying, brother. I'm trying. I don't know if I'm going to make it with these glasses on, man. My eye is really bothering me. It's been bothering me all day, like since the morning. I don't know what's going on with this eye, but it's aggravating. Deanna said, I didn't mind 3 hours of AEW when it's that good. That's the key word, Deanna. Yes. When it's that good. What about when it's bad? Gonna be trudging, sitting through. Listen, is there any 3-hour Raw before like I wanted to say before that, in the last 10 years, is there a 3-hour Raw that anybody's went back and like, let me watch that whole thing again? Not here. No way. Mm-mm. No way. Matt said the street fight was nuts. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, 3 hours of AEW was fun. Rob giving us a salute. Appreciate you. Another banger night of AEW. Derek Dookie's. Tarhelia. Easy said, y'all late. Cancel Christmas. What up, XG Dub? Connor, what's good? Kyron and Derek, 3 hours of wrestling twice a week just seems like much on Monday and Wednesday. Don't put the other company's bad stuff onto this company, too. I know it's a lot of wrestling, but pick and choose, man. Listen, on Mondays, Derek knows. We'll walk away from that real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll take a break from Raw real quick. I just, it's too long for me, but that's just me. Maybe for special shows. I agree, Mike. What happened? AEW opening day for MLB. Go Dodgers. Why are you in here hating? Dodgers. Why are you in here hating? We ain't talking about them crusty Dodgers either. Conrad, very tight. Pause. That's how we used to talk back in the day, Connor. Play. That's right. That's how we used to talk back in the day. You cut that out. Don't get me on the young style. So with y'all wearing them tight pants. That's what's tight. All right? Now cut it out. This show was excellent in my Mr. Burns voice, Connor says. I never watched back 3-hour Raw. See? Gabe says, hey, guys, what's good, Gabe? Then Friday with a 45 segment from the Rock entrance. No hate, just been watching baseball. Come on now. Matt knows. Let's go Yankees. That's what I'm talking about, Matt. You hating, bro. We're done. We're moving. We got to move on tonight. So getting into the main Dynamite show, here was our lineup for tonight. They did add a few segments. Rampage added a couple matches. We're going to talk about all those. Trust me. But it looked real promising, this card. First thing we had up on the docket, Mercedes Moné is back. CEO. Some people are not feeling it. The theme is basically Walter's theme. I went and listened to it last week. And Mercedes Moné is rapping over the theme, it sounds like. I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel like the theme belongs with Walter. It gives me some odd feelings, but there's always time to tweak it, always time to change it.
Very true. It does remind you of Walter as soon as you hear it. So I can see if people are turned off from the fact that she has it.
Stop hating. Nah, it's okay. Like I said, I thought they did a good job with her tonight. Guess what you guys got? A video package. Yo, this week, bro, this week, there better not be no, you didn't sell out. Right. They did. It looked like a pretty full arena. They did. Shut your mouth. I also do not want to hear anything about we didn't get video packages this week.
You did.
You got your video packages. They didn't tell stories this week. They did. Give people the smoke this week. I dare them. The new thing this week is pocket watch of Tony Khan.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I noticed Tony Khan's been spending a lot of money. Didn't you say this in 2019? Bro, he has to spend money. He has a television deal coming up. He's going for the gusto.
Has to.
If you have to use a sports analogy, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. You better be going for good people when there's free agency.
Right.
Go for it. If that's what you're gonna do, go for it. Pay for it. I don't want to hear none of this, all right? Cut the bad faith conversations out. We got a video package. They showed her all the stuff since she left WWE, the New Japan stuff. Mercedes Moné, man, they were making some moves. Eventually, she. It looks like there's going to be some kind of beef with her, Willow, Statlander, mm-hmm. and Sky Blue and Julia Hart.
I like it. This is a good start out for Mercedes.
Oh, look who decided to show up. Jesus DeLeon. What's good, Jesus? Mike said, I just love supporting wrestling when it's going great. We don't need WWE. We need more wrestling promotion so we can be more creative in the game.
Yeah,
agreed. Now, only if AEW Fight Forever can make a comeback. You better want it to make a comeback, because you won't see all those improvements every single year for the games. I'm telling you, the games get better when there's competition.
Right.
So I think it's on the fans to try to support it. The real question for Fight Forever is, do you stick with the same company, or is Tony going to try to move on? This might play into the TV deal. My issues with the company are more so about like communication, what's happening, someone talk to us. I think that they got to improve that stuff. Mike said Yankees, yeah, CEO. Monet video package had Naomi in it. Naomi, who is that? You mean Trinity? I'm just kidding. Renegade said, but Bully said, I don't care what Bully said. Chair Relax said, this was a way better show. I agree.
Yep.
I'm with you. Buffalo, which Rick James song should Danny come out to?
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Mary.
Do it. Jocelyn, any dynamite is great when the Bucks aren't in the ring. Wow. That felt like the Diesel. Speaking of the Elite, they were in the next segment. I'm calling them the new Elite tonight. Okada, he came in. Nice little sports car. They showed all the people making their entrances in Toronto. Looks like those little alleyways over there. They come in and they embarrass Alex Marvez. I was okay with it tonight. I didn't mind the Bucks tonight. Minus, yo, why did Matt Jackson have buttons going up here?
Yeah,
that, like, were you gonna button the top of your shirt? Like, were you gonna like come over? I don't know. Maybe it's style. Maybe I don't know.
Nah, well, I don't know what style that is.
Oh, you styling on him? I got nothing. I don't know what to do here. But they embarrassed Marvez, so I'm good with it. Matt Lopez said the TV deal better include AEW Max streaming deal. Did you see Bellator struck a deal with Max?
That's what I'm saying. Come on.
But I think Tony's going for the gusto, though. Like I said, being the number two wrestling promotion, he can command some big money. If WWE just got this, we should get that, right? Who else you gonna get?
It's only fair.
Gotta be, give it to me, baby.
That sounds good.
There's a lot of Rick James. Chair Relax, you can get a lot of free agents, but if you pick up the best wide receiver and put measure defensive attack, it doesn't work. But if you're not trying, all right, so once again, Buffalo Bills fan for many years. Bro, we picked up Terrell Owens. Does everybody remember that? We got T.O.
I do.
You know why we picked up T.O.? It got everybody excited. We were like, T.O. in the B-Lo. And then you know what happened? We didn't get anybody else. We were never going to get better just picking up one guy. But the owner at the time knew, oh, I'll sell some tickets if I do that.
Yep.
He got us all hyped up, and it meant nothing. These are life lessons I'm giving you people. Life lessons. Don't fall for it. All right. Oh, here we go. Buffalo representative here. Mary Jane is too easy of a choice. Well, that's my favorite Rick James song, so I don't care what anybody says. Mary Jane's a lovely lady. You and I would go so hard in an arena setting. Yeah, I can't wait to see that royalty check being written. Fire and Desire. Y'all bugging. Okada's English is good. Yes.
It is really good.
Jerry Rice on the Raiders is like AEW signing. First off, we don't call him by that name anymore, James. It can work, just small crowds. Cut it out. The pay-per-view's still selling out. I'm tired of this garbage tonight. I ain't in the mood for it, all right? AEW Continental Championship. We got Kazuchika Okada versus Eddie Kingston. Kingston came out. He was going full beast mode here tonight. He was doing his thing. I like the small things they did tonight. Another thing for people who like to biatch about a lot of things that happened at AEW, Renee Paquette was down ringside after Okada did his entrance, and then right before Kingston started, she kind of gave an update on, like, yes, this is a big matchup. I liked it. It felt very, like, sideline football reporter.
Honestly, not only that, it also felt like more like, well, not more, but it also felt like UFC-ish a little bit too, like
we're down by the cage and before the big matchup starts or in between rounds.
Yeah, like that reminded me of UFC a little bit.
It was sports centric. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Which I think is a route that they could take to get the casual fans involved so that they understand what's happening.
Absolutely. That I don't like at this point, I don't know what it's going to take to pull people back in. I also listen, this is another thing you have to remember from someone who watched when it was WWF versus WCW. It doesn't happen in like 2 weeks sometimes. No. Consistency is what's going to drive the product up. Great storytelling, good matches, right. Good finishes to the matches.
Big time.
So that's going to be key.
If you do it right, it'll all fall in.
Kingston did his darndest. He was blocking whatever he could. But apparently Continental Classic rules, though, or Continental Championship rules, no one's allowed at ringside still. Respect. I like that. Yes. Something different for the title. But Okada rainmakered that man's head off. Rainmaker! Derek learned how many video games Okada was in.
Yes, I did. I did not realize.
I told Derek, Yakuza, Tekken, young man's everywhere. Rainmaker, 1, 2, 3. Okada is your new Continental Champion, but he had a challenger already as soon as he got down the ramp. Pac did it again. Please stop doing that. It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah. To this day, that will be his best promo.
I thought it was very well done. And then they snuck in another promo with Swerve Strickland and Prince Nana, Swerve carrying around the chain. I don't know if that's going to be the matchup that he's going to be trying to go for with Joe, but he's carrying the chain for a little bit of extra protection.
Protection?
I ain't mad at it.
Not at all.
Renegade said Canada did well. They sure improved. Canada liked AEW when we went there for Forbidden Door, I thought, too. But once again, you can get people to cross the border from Buffalo. B-Boy Skyline was in attendance. That's why he's not in here right now. He went to the show. He made a decision to go. Not mad at it. The Maple Leafs suck. Come on, Prince Rockstar. That was out of nowhere. Easy said, make love to me. The Renee thing was classic sports-based presentation, plus like Tony in the NWA ring side view. Yo, my man 6XL Hookah got in here. What is good, brother? Appreciate you. Thank you for coming in. Ghetto Life. That show was dope. It was.
It was dope.
I'm just tired of arguing with the bad faith AEW stuff. Like, cut it out, man.
Yeah, at some point, you guys are just going to have to, and I'm not saying you, but at some point, you guys are going to have to realize, like, AEW is not bad at all. It's a good product.
I'm tired of, like, Bischoff, Bully Ray, and a bunch of people opening their mouth. Number one, Bully Ray and Tony Khan don't get along, if you guys haven't noticed on their shows. I'm pretty sure they're not, like, tight with each other. No. Eric Bischoff, I don't know what he thinks or understands about this, but Eric Bischoff, you ran WCW. You had your chance. It's over. You had TNA. I guess that wasn't your money either, so that wasn't your fault. Okay. Come back in then if you want to do something. Start a new company. I don't know. You got bread. I'm sure you and Kyrie are getting the money.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just think sometimes Bischoff says things in bad faith too, that where I'm like, oh, a negative thing, not surprising. He said one positive thing recently, and I was like, oh, okay.
You know what? If he says one thing that's positive, you have to jump on the fact and believe that that man is telling the truth about that.
Right? Britt Baker just responded to an article on Dave Meltzer. I thought when CM Punk was gone, it was going to be sunshine and unicorns. Da 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 da. Oh, by the way, we didn't even get into the Jack Perry stuff. Don't care. Anyway, moving on. People are going to be mad when they start putting AEW wrestlers in the Yakuza games. Hey, let it rock.
Yeah, let it rock.
Okada versus Tupac? No, Pat. I'm enjoying the improvements they are making. Slow but right choices. Eric B. ran a company into the ground. Eric B. can't find employment. Wow. Wow. Let's get into the next match. Chris Jericho again. Jericho and Hook. Why are we dragging Hook into this, man?
Oh, man.
I don't know where the storyline's going. Basically, this match turned into like Suplex City, bro.
Honestly, I don't think we... Well, I think I have an idea of where it's going.
Well, let's finish this up real quick. So Hook locks in Red Rum. Jericho finds a way to get out of it. He goes for the Lion Tamer or the Walls of Jericho. I don't know what he was doing. He gets floated over into a small package for the Hook. Hook hooked him. That's a lot of hooking. he gets the win.
At least he wasn't playing hooky.
For the dub. Hook gets the win, right? Now, we're going to just fast forward a second here into the next thing. The respect was exchanged. Jericho is caught drinking a small-ass water bottle, by the way. Jericho has a proposition for Hook, but he's going to tell him next week on Dynamite. Bro, what? What is this?
I'm not ready for that.
I get that we had to move away from the Sammy stuff, but what is this, dude?
Bro, I feel like this is... I love Chris Jericho so much, but I feel like this is going to be another Sammy situation. Like, hey, come join me over here. And I don't want that.
I don't know what we're doing. We'll see. Maybe Jericho's going to turn on him. I don't know. But I don't know. Jericho's just kind of felt here lately.
Yes. Like he's just there.
Like I said, I think that they didn't ever follow up on the other bad news that was floating around his name and never really ended that. He's just moved from storyline to storyline. They hit him for a couple weeks. Then he's with Sammy. Now he's not. Now he's with Hook. What are we doing, player?
Right. We're trying to create so many avenues with a direction that can't be salvaged at this point right now. I mean, could it be? Possibly. But I don't think it needs to happen, if that makes sense.
All good. John G., no need to apologize, my brother. Mike, I saw you mention Nickelodeon. I have no words, brother. No words for that right now. Hook, I'll guide you. Join me in Fozzie. No. No. If I see Hook singing that song, it's over. It's over. Yo, Adam Cole. So Adam Cole gets his own little, like, I don't know what we want to call this, like his own little, like, vignette. Him sitting back in that chair again. He says that he hates being disappointed. Yes. He sounds like every brat on Christmas.
Right.
I hate being disappointed. He tells Wardlow he has a job to do. He didn't get the job done winning the world title.
Right.
He caught himself. And then he said, now your new job is to make sure that the Kingdom don't lose the tag titles and to make sure that Roddy doesn't lose the international title.
Right.
And Adam Cole kept doing,
you know, why were you rubbing your leg? Like, bro, all you can see was,
yeah, go back and watch Adam Cole, and he's like constantly rubbing his leg. And I was in tears laughing. I was like, Adam Cole looked like the auntie at the birthday party. He had the jacket on, all that. Adam Cole was out there living his best life. We need him back as soon as we can, man. I hope he's healing up. Really, really good stuff from him. We get Will Ospreay. Yo. All right. So I'm glad they got quiet finally now when they do the Ospreay. Now, the real question me and Derek had is, should they be quiet when they dim the lights before they turn the lights on to the fans to yell Ospreay? Taz was talking a little bit. Derek was like, please stop now.
Yeah, shut up. I would say, yeah, I would dim the lights. I would dim the lights. And then, like, every time, they would say Ospreay, you would, like, you kind of, like, flash the lights, like, Ospreay.
I feel like even on the Tron, his name should be like highlighted or popping up for people to chant it. Not to encourage it, but not to be like, hey, you need to yell this. It's more like,
right,
yo, this is that dude.
Like it should just be there, like you said, because Will Ospreay is that dude. And then it should just be like, you know, the fans just joining into it.
Right. Oh, my goodness. These guys are going in about Nickelodeon now in the chat. Ospreay is over AF. This is true. Adam.
Yes. Oh, God. We haven't had
one of those in a long time, right?
Man. Adam.
Ospreay's job was to sell you on this match. Ospreay's skills in setting up AEW Dynasty have been spectacular.
Yes. Nothing short of spectacular.
Like, really, really good in selling this pay-per-view Sunday, April 21st, AEW Dynasty, for those who are going to want to watch it. We are getting a match. He's building up his match. It's going to be Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson. Sold, bro. That probably sold a bunch of pay-per-view buys for it. Ooh. This match is going to be fire. Two of the best ever to lace up a pair of boots. If you like in-ring work, this is the match for you.
Yeah.
I actually think the promo work's been good. Like, okay. Like I said, Ospreay has surprised people, I think.
Yes, the promo work has been sauce.
Uh-oh. Paul White did say he wants Ospreay. Sell out crowd for it. I think he's trolling you, Derek. Think he's trolling you.
No, I don't want it. We don't want it. We don't need it ever. Ever.
Why you gotta be like this, Terry?
I'm just saying, bro. Just saying. It doesn't need to happen.
Why you hating, bro? It can happen. Keep him off my TV. Dynasty is a pay-per-view? You know it is. Pro Wrestler Shoot, yo, what's good? Vader versus Ospreay. I remember when they did that match. So, Derek, you're telling me you don't want to see Paul White get hit with the Hidden Blade?
No.
Nah, bro. He ain't getting up if that happens, bro. Look at DJ B Tazzy in the house. What's good, Tazzy? What's going on to my favorite AEW people? I'm on the flight back to the Bay. How was the show? It was a good show, bro.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when. Tell me when to go.
D40. Derek will be in front and center cheering when Big Show goes into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
Yo, Derek, you gotta stop disrespecting, bro. I know if Derek met him, he'd be nice to him.
I probably would be.
He's big as hell, bro. I've met him before. He's big as hell.
I probably would be nice to him, but no, I don't want you on my TV screen.
Ospreay. Tremendous job hyping up. I'm glad they've been giving him promos. Seems like Tony Khan's following what Derek suggested. I think it was 2 weeks ago now. Do not put him on every show. I feel like they're rotating Okada. Then if maybe you'll get a Mercedes match. Then you'll get an Ospreay match. That covers you for 3 weeks.
Yes, it doesn't have to be so often, because if it is so often, it is a high possibility that people are going to get burnt out on Will Ospreay and all these other stars that we just acquired and just brought in. No, we can't have them consistently. It's just not going to work. Sorry. Because everybody's going to get burnt out. And those who will say that they're not going to get burnt out, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to the wrestling world. Don't do it.
Will Ospreay says that he filled Danielson's shoes. He said that he can do anything he can do. Yes. And he said, you beat Shibata? All right, I'll wrestle Shibata next week on Dynamite. So a match is made. You know what's going to be on Dynamite. Maybe people will go get tickets. Will Ospreay versus Shibata? I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
I'm in.
Let's go.
People say they're booing Jericho when he gets in the Hall of Fame. Jeez Louise. Okay, definitely watch it when we land. Don't forget the party will be doing a watch along for Dynasty. So make sure if you guys are checking that out live, want to talk the show, get in there with DJ B, Tazzy, and the party. Go follow them. And yeah, it's a happening time. You might even catch me in there.
Hey.
Now, we got a hype package for Christian Cage, Adam Copeland, love it. Reminding everybody, this is the big match tonight. This is what's happened.
Yes.
Don't say they're not doing it.
Whoa.
Swerve Strickland has put up a matchup. Shout out to E for putting the Discord in there. We need more people to join the Discord. We were talking Nickelodeon in there earlier. We were talking food, all that stuff. So hop in that Discord, man. Discord's fun.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
At least we thought.
Swerve Strickland comes out. He has an open challenge. He said he wants a big man to come out. Well, Buffalo's own, the Butcher. He's doing the knee drops and he's going out there.
Yes. So,
Butcher is out there. I love the Butcher, man. I really wish that the Butcher would get more.
Oh, you know what? It's great to see him back. It is great to see him back. Because, oh my God, how long has it been?
Too long. Well, no, he was on Rampage like 2 weeks ago with Kip. But I think the Blade's injured. It's got to be that he's hurt. And
oh, yeah, probably. Okay.
So he takes the L here. He gets the double stomp. Swerve wins in convincing fashion. He even won with a short arm scissor. When's the last time you heard someone say that?
Right.
So he gets the dub. Joe comes out. Joe's ready to talk his mess. Joe gets interrupted by Don Callis. Don Callis makes a point to say the only person who's beaten Konosuke Takeshita was Will Ospreay, but he's within my faction, so that doesn't matter.
Right.
None of you have beaten him.
Shut it down.
Konosuke Takeshita, Swerve is made for next week.
Yes.
Another dynamite match. You will want to be here next week. We got bangers coming in.
That's going to be so fire. So fire.
Right? Yo, bro, off topic, I'm addicted to my faction. I can't stop playing this mode. When you start giving up money now, that's why I got to stop you now. All right? Don't let me hear about you. You pulled out $20. We giving them no real bread.
Right.
Good to see the Butcher, but yeah, you're not beating Swerve. Not right now, at least.
No.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that, player. So moving in from this, they end up setting it up. We got the match then. Next week, we are getting Young Bucks versus Private Party as well in the quarterfinals of the tournament.
Would this be considered a rematch for them?
Yeah, technically from the first tournament, yes, where Private Party pulled the upset win on them.
Yes.
Can they do it again?
Oh, God. If Private Party could do it again, that's a huge bragging right for them. And that's something that they need right now. Because not a lot of people are believing in them as a tag team like they were before. So if they can beat the Young Bucks for the second time in a tag team tournament, that's a huge accomplishment for them and something that can't go unnoticed.
Yeah. I don't know if I could see Private Party doing it. I feel like now this is the chance to like do it right. Because yes. I think Tony didn't agree with the Bucks losing that match.
True.
But you got to have kind of a spoiler in a tournament. This is based off March Madness. This is why they're doing this.
You have to have a spoiler, because if you don't and you have the same teams win all the time, like, yep. Come on, bro.
So the first match in there was House of Black versus the Infantry. And people were doing their own brackets and everybody at House of Black winning. And Rob will tell you, I definitely was like, nah, Infantry's winning this, bro. Because House of Black got beef with Mark Briscoe. That's the story there.
Yeah.
And I told everybody that, right? Tony Khan starts commenting on people who put their brackets up. He was like, bracket buster. I was crying. That was funny. That was a good Tony.
It was, but I'm like, damn it, bro. Come on.
House of Black fans are tired of this.
I know I am. Shoot. I haven't seen a devil's necktie in months.
Listen, it's just what it is, man.
Horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Calling Jesse the Gambler in the chat. Told you, bro. I'll be buying that VC he put he already did. Young Bucks are 100% winning. They will put themselves over. We'll see, man. I don't know. Everyone thinks that's going to be Bucks and FTR in the finals. We'll see what they do here.
Right.
Nah, I'm playing. I ain't buying no VC. LOL. Not yet. With the eye emoji.
Right.
Don't. At least wait till there's something worthy before you put that bread down, bro.
Right.
We need that Big Papa Pump or something back in there. Yeah. Put an alarm for the House of Black to walk out of this company.
Oh,
I don't think all of them are leaving though.
No.
Can you really say Julia Hart's been treated badly?
Not at all. Julia's not going anywhere. And
the Malakai stuff has been weird, but is he hurt? Sometimes they say, I don't know what to believe with that. Maybe Buddy will want to be closer to Rhea. That's fine. But I think Brody King will stay too. Brody King's been treated just fine, I think.
Yeah, Brody's staying. Julia's staying. We just have to wait for...
to see where the other two wind up. But are they going to get paid? They're, like I said, those two, they have significant others in the other company.
Right. And as of right now, that fits the lifestyle for them.
I don't... Yeah. Yeah, so whatever. Whatever you got to do, you got to do.
Yes.
Right? Let's see here. He said Black and Buddy can kick rocks. Wow. 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 Why are you being like that, E? Come on now.
Oh, shoot.
Why are you being like that?
Oh, E, don't be like that, Buddy.
Main event time for... oh, excuse me. Did I jump over a match? Yeah, I did. Wow, I'm sorry. I skipped over the tag match. Timeless Toni Storm and Mariah May versus Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder
Rosa.
Thunder Rosa gets the win here. I'm going to skip over this pretty quickly. Seemed like Deonna was frustrated with Thunder Rosa, maybe, yes. And Thunder Rosa got the win. Penned the women's champ. Maybe she's getting her rematch finally for the title that she technically never lost.
Yeah, this is true.
They got it. It's there. There's a story there if they wanted to pursue it. I think they will.
There's a beautiful story right there. You just have to execute it. That's all.
Right? Thunder, Thundercats.
Roar.
Cut it out. So, yeah, that was up in there as well. So, yeah, no complaints here from me for that.
No.
I'm just trying to see if there were any more segments in between. We found out, so Collision, not getting an episode this week because of all the basketball and such for the sports. So yes. Collision won't be back until the 30th. You'll get FTR versus the Infantry in their tag team tournament match on there. So patience.
Yes. Yeah. Just bear with us for the time being.
No, I'm tired of this, man. AEW gets bumped around a lot for these sports shows. And I'm not mad at it. I get why they do it, but
yeah, I mean,
that's the issue of being on TNT and everything else. Like, you're getting bumped for those shows.
That is the biggest issue.
I Quit match. Christian Cage, Adam Copeland, TNT Championship on the line. Derek, Adam Copeland, one of your favorites. I feel like maybe we should just call him Cope.
You know what? I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it because Adam Copeland is a long name to say, relatively long, I would say, just because we got Christian Cage, but do we really call him Christian Cage? Usually just call him Christian, right?
Yeah.
We shorten it up. I mean, we could say Adam, but then again, we're crossing into the threshold of Adam Cole. So I think Cope is actually a really good name right now.
Similar. It's just close, quick. Easy to say. I'm going to continue calling him Adam Copeland, though, for now. But if they really wanted to trademark Cope, I think they could.
I think they could, and it'll minimize on the announcer's part of having to give us a story verbally without, you know, like messing up Adam Copeland's name,
right?
You know, like. Because you can hear it sometimes, like when they say it, they're trying to say something else along with saying his name, and they kind of stumble over the words. So if Cope is going to help, then let it be that.
Listen, this match was crazy. My favorite match of the night. You get a hockey fight in the crowd. They took off jerseys from someone had a Boston jersey on. Copeland puts it on Christian. Mm-hmm. He puts on the Toronto jersey. They just start hockey fighting each other. Obviously, Boston loses. Suplexes Christian on ladders. Copeland gets thrown into a ring post and busted open. Double spear, both go down. Derek gets pissed at commercials. Christian's thrown into a hockey net. Mother Wayne cracks Adam Copeland in the chestnuts with a hockey stick. Christian then breaks the hockey stick over his back. Here come Kill Switch and Nick Wayne to interfere. Garcia and Matt Menard come out to have Copeland's back. Christian and his cronies are handcuffed to each corner. And when they show Mother Wayne the handcuffs, she ran.
Yeah, she hightailed it out of there.
She is not a super freak. No. To go back to the Rick James references for Daniel Garcia, but freaking, she was like, I'm out. So she ran away. They handcuff Christian into a corner, and he got Rochambeau'd multiple times. And I'm not talking Ricky Stark's finisher. He got kicked square
in the nuts
multiple times. He goes and grabs Spike. Spike is basically Janice from TNA. It is a 2x4 with nails in all directions.
Right.
He's going to hit him, and Christian quits.
Yes.
Before he can. Adam Copeland, bloodied, beaten down man, is the now two-time TNT champion.
Two-time.
Crazy.
You know what? This is a direction that it needed to go. Now, can we finish the story?
Yo, don't start this stuff right now. This is not the time.
Can we finish?
If we had to separate this, what would you give Dynamite tonight? I know we're going to do an overall for the whole show after this, but Dynamite on its own, though.
Dynamite on its own, I give it an A.
An A?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I would go 8.75 for the show. Yeah. I thought it was really good. I have fun with this one. Renegade says, thoughts on the Ohtani situation? He's pretty much doing a Pete Rose. He's betting on the games? What you mean by that?
Wait, what? Yeah, what? Hold on. What situation with Ohtani?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, if he is betting on the games, I mean, not too many people are probably going to agree with me, but at the end of the day, it's the man's money. What? Who cares? Why do you care?
Well, if he's sabotaging his teams.
I mean, isn't the NFL sabotage on its own?
Well, I don't want to get started on your boys, the Patriots.
You're not meant to score.
Yo, Cage and Cope always killing in Canada. They did. Adam wore that outfit the last night in WWE, but props to the crowd for the sing-along. That was cool, too, that they knew his theme. Tony Khan via comic book. If we ever do an AW Hall of Fame, certainly the first two people that come to mind would be Sting and Mr. Brody Lee.
Yes.
Respect. Deanna said handcuffs, please. The safe word is?
Pineapples.
Pineapples. Mother Wayne ain't about that life, Matt Lopez said. You know, you need to know what story you're telling, otherwise you can't finish. It's because the handcuffs are on my mind. I apologize. I'm going to hell. Matt says Dynamite gets an 8.9. Not going to lie, ref sabotaging the games, for real. For real on that. His interpreter was gambling with his money. Wire transaction showing Ohtani, and he got fired. Wow. Oh,
okay. Well, I mean, hey, that's the interpreter's fault. Sorry.
Listen.
Not sorry.
I ain't in it. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, as long as my boy Shohei started putting out the yaks, when he get back on the mound, though.
This will probably go down as one of the better matches this year for Dynamite.
Absolutely.
If you didn't check it out, I highly recommend the I Quit match, though. Now, this transitioned into Rampage. Like, they transitioned the locals right at 10 o'clock. We get our first match, another tag team qualifier here for the wild card. Best Friends versus Don Callis family. Why do we do this? I don't understand. Kyle Fletcher had such a great match, and then you know what? Let's beat him.
Yeah.
Let's beat him.
Yeah.
Why did you put them in this if you were going to do this? You could have put a different team in. I didn't like what they did here.
It should have been a different team.
Hobbs looked great still, though. I guess I can't be mad, but why are you pinning the Ring of Honor television champion here?
Yeah. It wasn't meant for him to get pinned. It shouldn't have been him. It should have been Will Hobbs. Like, no disrespect to Hobbs, but
whoa, no, you think Hobbs should have gotten pinned?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Nah, after the showing that he had with
hell no, you don't do that to my boy Hobbs. Nah,
come on, bro.
Think of Wardlow, bro. Think of where we are with Wardlow. Nah,
I mean, this is true.
You can't keep doing that to them. Where Rob at? Rob would have my back on this. Oh, Deanna said Dynamite 9.5, Rampage 8.9.
Listen, I'm just saying, bro. That match that he had with Will Ospreay. Come on, bro. Like you can't keep putting.
I don't know why Orange and them needed this win. Like, I feel like Orange and Best Friends are flat right now, but
they don't.
Orange wins with the orange punch on Kyle Fletcher. Yada yada yada. It happened.
Right.
Give Kyle Fletcher a big match, a Supercard of Honor, and please let him win.
Yes. Make Kyle Fletcher super relevant. Make please. Him relevant. Because the match he had with Will Ospreay was fucking fantastic. Come on.
Katsuyori Shibata versus Kevin Matthews. Shibata comes out, beats the big man's ass. Kevin Matthews so great in this match. He gets a little offense. He's feeling himself. He picks him up on his shoulders. Shibata puts him in a sleeper, sits him down like he's going to roll the ball to him. And instead, he gives him a penalty kick right to his face, pins him, 1, 2, 3. Shibata is ready for his match next week. He ain't playing no games. He's going to be ready for Will Ospreay. I like it. Copeland's backstage celebrating. They show him with a bunch of baby faces, Top Flight and the homies, and they're drinking champagne and having fun. Cool. Takeshita takes on Rocky Romero. This was a fine match. They gave Rocky Romero a lot. Rocky Romero, as E has astutely pointed out to me, he brings a lot of the talent over. So, of course, they're going to give Rocky matches, let him do his thing.
I think it's only fair if he's putting in that footwork to do that.
I'm with it. Oh, and we forgot the Acclaim promo. Where is that? Yeah. Acclaimed and Bullet Club Gold cut promos on each other. I thought Acclaim's was a little hard-hitting.
I loved it.
Bullet Club Gold, silly, funny at the same time.
Yes. So, you know, sometimes I feel when Jay puts his deliveries with his
he's promo, getting better too, I think, at promos.
He is getting better. But you can still tell like he's not forcing it. He's rushing it, I will say. He's rushing it, trying to make it fit.
Versus just let it get just organic.
Just let it organic.
You know, Derek used to tell me that about when we would rap sometimes. He'd be like, bro, stop trying to make everything fit in. Make it fit to the beat. And I'm like, okay, I got it. It works.
It does.
I'm surprised Tony didn't do a March Madness tournament.
He should have. I'm not even going to lie. I actually thought that was going to happen. When he announced it, I'm like, all right, March Madness.
Well, that'd be a lot of tag teams. Unless he could get tag teams from all over the world to compete for his titles, which that would be cool. But
it would be.
He would need that. Jay White looks like he's getting ready for his Backstreet Boys going back on tour. Tell me why. Anyway. All right now. TRL is canceled for today. Carson Daly, baby. Showing our age. Takeshita, Rocky Romero.
Daly.
Rocky. Y'all just say the word, man. I'll fire him. Hold on here. Rob says it makes sense Fletcher would lose. He hasn't had a real tag match since Mark Davis, but now he's not used to teaming with anyone else. I'll let this rock, but can't keep pinning this dude. I see him get pinned more than I see him win. Yeah. He better, someone tell me, is he on Ring of Honor like beating people's asses? He better be.
He better be, because the amount of losses he's taking right now.
Oh, he said, what you mean? He means like that he thought they would have more teams in it than what they do, but I'm sure they're trying to get to Dynasty, but I get it. I get why he couldn't do like 64 teams. That's a lot.
It is.
Miami Marlins are selling all-you-can-eat seats at $52. Good deal. Yeah, if you like baseball, I think it is.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, if you can eat hot dogs and stuff, you said all-you-can-eat, I'm going to put you out of business. All right, let me get back to Rocky Romero Takeshita. Romero puts on a cross arm breaker. Don Callis distracts him. Of course, Rocky tries to argue with him. Blue Thunder Bomb. Rocky actually kicked out of that. And then Falcon Arrow, though, and he was donezo.
Ah, see, everybody can get pinned by the Falcon Arrow, but not the Blue Thunder
Bomb. He says 64 teams, y'all smoking rocks. No, what I'm saying is you could have did it where you were like, okay, in TNA, We'll have like a bracket for TNA. Maybe you'll do a bracket for NWA. You could have done it if you wanted to play friendly with everybody, but it's a fantasy thing. It would never really work, I don't think.
Yeah,
they don't have enough teams in there to do it unless you start to force the people to tag up. But
yeah. I mean, that's really it.
Matt says he hasn't been on ROH for a while due to visa issues, but it looks like it could be Ethan Page getting the title match next. Give it to Ethan. I feel bad for him trying to kill TK. No, I was just saying, if he wanted to really be March Madness, right. I get what he was doing. I get it. It's just, it's the practical way of doing it. And then there's the, well, if you wanted to really copy March Madness, that's right. All I'm saying. You don't have to do it. Here you go. Talk about all these chili dogs. What? Nachos with cheese, what? Burgers, what? Popcorn,
what?
Peanuts,
what?
Cookies,
what?
Sodas,
what?
More are included,
what?
TNA.
No.
Yo, come on. That's some haterness right there. But yeah, I don't think it would be possible unless he worked with like a bunch of people and then it was like, okay, the Machine Guns won in TNA. They'll come into AEW to do a match. That's the only way it would work. But
yeah. I mean, you could do it, but it's going to take a lot of time.
Prince Rockstar said, we are done with the 90s. I don't know if that was in reference to the what, Chance, but I'm done with them tight pants that we were talking about before. We have to switch it up, boys.
Right.
Yeah, TNA bracket. I want to see the greatest tag team, Shark Boy and D-Ray 3000. Mark Henry came out. They put a video package with it. It's time for the main event. The main event was a street fight. The most street fights ever competed in the women's division now is held by Willow Nightingale. Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart. Sky Blue got hit with the spike accidentally by her tag partner, Julia Hart. Code Blue on the announce table. Shit didn't even break.
No. I am the table.
So Julia Hart pulls out thumbtacks, or was it Sky Blue? I can't remember. One of them pulled out thumbtacks. Chris Statlander pulled out thumbtacks. Let's get crazy.
Yes.
And, dude, they powerbombed Statlander. They lifted up her shirt and powerbombed her on it. Thumbtacks in the booty, in the back, in the lower back. It was bad.
Oh, all over.
She's able to kick out. Willow saves her partner by hitting a Death Valley driver on the Sky Blue through multiple tables set up on the outside. Stat gets her opportunity. She knocks down Julia Hart, puts her on a bunch of chairs, 450. She moves. Julia locks in Heartless, and Statlander has no choice but to tap out. Stokely was cheering him on from commentary, but it wasn't enough.
No, wasn't, but
it wasn't enough.
Mm. But great, though. It was so great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good match, though. Like I said, Rampage has been solid if you guys are actually watching it. I watch it on Fridays, and it's been pretty solid. Let me see here. Yeah, didn't TNA do those world tournaments or whatever it was called? Yes. Those were fun, though. I like those. Easy said, Motor City Machine Guns contracts are up. I hope AEW ROH backs up a Brink truck. They deserve to go to one of the top companies, I feel. They busted their butts for too long. Like
way too long. And they just need the opportunity, even if it's just the one. But then again, I think if you give them just the one, they will steal the show and you have no other choice but to continue.
Put them in tag matches, get them on TV, and let these guys rock. I'd love to see them in FTR in a tag match. That'd be great. Yeah. Just imagine that on like a pay-per-view or Collision. Ooh. Fire. Deanna said the women killed it on this match.
Yes.
They did. Sick was good. He's on Twitch. He said 90s were the best eras. UMFs. He said, not the booty. This was a great street fight. Trying to get to you in that A now. With your anime. I ain't say all that now. Come on now. Yeah, love TNA World Cups and Open Door Policy. Their best era, for real. They introduced me to a lot of wrestlers I didn't know, too, back then. Wait until Mercedes wrestles this type of match. Yeah, Mercedes is going to crush it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mercedes is definitely going to crush it.
Listen, I thought tonight's show was fine.
Yes.
We did good. We did excellent. Yes. It's after midnight. We're going to get Derek home at a reasonable hour here for work tomorrow because I got to work too. But I thought tonight's show was solid. Was. AEW has been improving.
Yes.
I look forward to next week. We got a banger show again, I think.
Yes, another one.
Let's keep this up, man. The momentum's been going, and we got a couple weeks here still to get to Dynasty, but time to heat up a little bit here and get some more matches added to that. I think we're going to get Joe Swerve. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We got Danielson, Ospreay.
Yep.
That's enough to sell me on this show right here. And probably the tournament finals for the tag titles.
Damn it, that's going to be so awesome.
It's going to be good, man. It will be a fun show. Thank you. Thank you, E. E is putting out everything. I'm throwing up a bunch, too. Putting Pro Wrestling Shoot stuff in. We're going to put Hub stuff in.
Hubs.
Make sure you guys come on in. Like the vid. I know we got a bunch of people watching on Twitter. Cut it out. Get in here. Support the YouTube channel. Support us on Twitch.
Support.
You said I thought I was like support Russell Talk, Ali Davis. So yeah, we will be back next week for a Dynamite review. Clash of the Podcast this Monday, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. Be there with me and Sean. We're gonna talk some pro wrestling. I know we're gonna be doing another What If WrestleMania style. We're gonna get into the next like 10 years of it section. So might have some good ones for you guys. Make sure you guys are there. But for myself. And the man they call Derek. We are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. Be back next week as we review another AEW Dynamite. One.